The stone, brick, and wood of the Art Centre are only part of the story. Some of the people and ideas that have occupied these buildings have gone on to change the world. Let's head back into the Clock Tower building. As we pass through the door, notice the flagstone on the right. See how it has been worn away by thousands of footfalls over the past 150 years? We're going to wander the building now and learn more about some of the most influential people who have passed through these doorways over the years. The building is most closely associated with Nobel Prize-winning scientist Ernest Lord Rutherford. Let's head in to Rutherford's den on the left. A scholarship to Canterbury College in 1890 saved the clever young Rutherford from a life of digging potatoes in Nelson. He left 5 years later with no fewer than 3 degrees. By the time he was 37, he had a Nobel Prize in Chemistry to add to these distinctions. You should be inside Rutherford's Den Museum now. You can take in all the fantastic exhibition displays when we're done. We're moving through the first exhibition space and into the larger exhibition room. Notice the way the windows step up through this room. Let's head up around the projection screen. Rutherford's nuclear model of the atom led to enormous advances in our understanding of nature. His discovery marked the birth of nuclear physics and has profoundly shaped the world that we live in. At the top of the exhibition hall, we're going through the doorway and up the staircase. As you climb the stairs, imagine the chatter and noise that would have filled this space as students clambered up the steps to their lectures. Rutherford's work laid the foundation for technological advances that many of us take for granted today. Radios, TVs, sonar, the Geiger counter, mobile radios, telephones, and smoke alarms. And it all began here. Take a seat in the lecture theater, and we'll learn about some of the other people who have spent time in these buildings. Professor Alexander Bickerton was an unconventional figure who was one of Rutherford's mentors at Canterbury University. The college's first professor of chemistry was known for his brilliance as a teacher. He held many controversial views for his time. He advocated strongly for university reform and against the institution of marriage. He established a commune society at Wynonie and then later turned it into a zoo and garden, famous for fireworks and explosive performances. Bickerton's radical ideas ultimately cost him his role at Canterbury College, but Rutherford supported the eccentric professor until his death in 1929. Canterbury College was home to many firsts. Helen Conan was the first woman in the British Empire to receive an honours degree when her Masters of Arts was conferred in 1881. Conan became the principal of Christchurch Girls' High School and dedicated her life to improving educational opportunities for girls. Sir Aparana Nata became New Zealand's first Māori graduate when he gained a Bachelor of Arts in 1894. He completed 2 more degrees in arts and law to become one of the most highly qualified New Zealanders of his time. Nata served as a Member of Parliament for 38 years, was the founder of the Māori Battalion, and is renowned for his tireless work fighting for a cultural and economic revival for Māori people. So as you take in the student graffiti on these desks, take a minute to think of all the change that this building has stood through and the way the students and staff here have influenced our national and global understanding in the years this building has stood. Ada Wells won a university junior scholarship in 1881 and attended Canterbury College. She worked alongside Kate Sheppard to advocate for women's suffrage and was the first woman elected to the Christchurch City Council. Dame Niall Marsh was an acclaimed crime writer who studied painting at Canterbury College in the early 1900s and later became a leading theatre director. From 1942 to 1969, she directed many plays for the Canterbury University College Drama Society. Austrian philosopher Karl Popper arrived in Christchurch in 1937 escaping Hitler's rise to power. During his time as professor here, he wrote a book about democracies founded on rational debate. He advocated a significant change in the way scientific experiments are run, from trying to prove a hypothesis to trying to disprove it. Today, Popper is regarded as one of the greatest philosophers of the 20th century. Now, as you make your way back down through the Rutherford exhibition, you'll learn more about how great change and big ideas can develop from sometimes very small spaces.